In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
More devices, more screens means more opportunities for content owners to move more entertainment material to us consumers. What content are you looking for? And are you watching less actual TV these days because you're on your mobile devices instead? Welcome back into Tomorrow. Horatio and Erasmo in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Stay tuned in just a few minutes. Dave will be chatting with Monica Eaton Cardone. She's the Chief Operating Officer, co-founder, and owner of Chargebacks 911. They're helping e-stores and online merchants increase revenue and eliminate chargeback fraud. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by the OWC Thunderblade. For the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second. Learn more at OWCDigital.com.
It's time for our Info History Feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history.
Television first got color in 1954 in the U.S. with a shadow stripe mask using the NTSC standard, at the time jokingly referred to as never the same color. Germany had just started TV broadcast in black and white, as the Allied forces had to authorize the use of TV, and no more than 4,000 TV sets had been sold in 1952 with the not-so-impressive screen size of 9x9 inch. Much later, in 1963, first shown at IFA, a European color technology was introduced with the PAL system, which solved the problems of NTSC using phase alternation. That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
Can you imagine, with our 65 and 75-inch TVs now and everything, watching TV on a 9-inch screen?
Been there, done that.
Well, I mean, we do it on our phones, but I mean, for your regular TV enjoyment where the whole family's gathered round and watching a 9-inch screen.
Yeah,
wow.
It'd be crazy.
I know. Well, we've come a long way, have we not?
Yes.
Technology does make a difference. Travis in Tyler, Texas, listening on KTBB. Hello, Travis.
I have an interest in the applications and the dongles, particularly Bluetooth dongles, for reading the trouble codes from your car. I've recently purchased an OBD2 dongle, and I noticed that on your program you don't talk much about car electronics and the new ways of diagnosing or tuning up your car via a phone app, and I'd like to get your viewpoints on that.
Well, Travis, it's a good point. We do talk about it, but you're right, not nearly enough. And there's certainly a lot more car tech these days than ever before. So we will take and heed your advice there and be sure and cover more of it. We actually haven't seen too many, though, new smart tools to diagnose or tune up cars lately. The biggest advantage we've seen in the OBD dongles, again, onboard diagnostics, OBD, is that they now connect to your phone via Bluetooth rather than requiring a computer with the right software installed. Now, if you're a car guy, you may know that there are some OBD tools to reprogram the ECU if you get larger tires, for example, or just for better performance. But surprisingly, we haven't seen those interface with a phone yet. The kind we're familiar with use physical switches on the device itself.
Now, we've seen and used OBD devices in cars for GPS tracking and driving data. Those are usually geared at parents that want to track their teens when they begin to drive to know if they're speeding through a school zone on their way to see someone the parents disapprove of, for example.
Yeah.
Similar devices are used in fleets to see if employees are where they're supposed to be or if they went fishing on company time instead. There's one interesting use we've seen lately. Devices like Automatic integrate your car to your smart home and can do things like locking your smart locks when you drive away or open your garage when you turn the corner.
And then that can be handy when you think about those things. Well, I've got a button that does that or an app that I can do that with. But if it does things automatically that are integrated with your car, then imagine the time saving as long as you can be comfortable that it's doing the right thing. Like if you drive away and assume your house is locked now, do you get confirmation? Yeah, fact, that's,
you know,
important.
Right. In fact, you know, and I read just yesterday as we're recording that, you know, I believe it was Ford is coming out with devices that plug into that OBD port for some of their older cars that are turning them into now 4G LTE hotspots.
Mm, which is kind of cool. Now, somebody's going to pay for that, including the device, but then you're also going to pay for the cellular service.
It uses, I think, Verizon's network, which, you know, is sometimes good, sometimes not so good. But, you know, that at least is another use of that OBD port.
Now, the thing about those devices is that your phone can now tell you that you're driving. So it may be less expensive to just have your phone talk to your smart home unless you're interested in also having access to the onboard diagnostics and constant GPS tracking that having an automatic device plugged into your OBD port would offer. Just some additional thoughts. But Travis, I hope we've helped you out there a little bit. And again, we'll heed your input about talking more about car tech and vehicle tech as we progress further into tomorrow. We invite you to swing by our site anytime at your leisure. Hopefully you bookmark us and visit intotomorrow.com often.